It's Monday the 15th of April and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. World leaders are urging caution as Iran's missile and drone strikes on Israel escalate tensions in the Middle East. The attacks were retaliation for an airstrike on Iran's consular building in Syria. Ambassador Pendananda, the executive director in the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation.
Our position is very clear. We do not support any situation that jeopardizes world peace and security. So we are encouraging the international community to continue negotiations to reach out to both Iran and Israel in order for the situation not to escalate. Otherwise, we would face a situation that could put the security situation on the region and the world at large at risk.
We also reached out to UNAM economics lecturer Dr. Omukakuya Hamatundu for his take.
It is surprising that oil is going down. If this thing turns ugly, definitely oil supply will be affected and prices are going to go up. And again, for oil importing countries like Namibia, we are definitely going to see prices going up.
And if you take the high inflation when it comes to food, then you add, of course, oil that is driving everything in the economy. It'll affect not only consumers, but also businesses.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa will be in East Africa this week, where he will meet Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni and South Sudan's Salva Kiir.
Last February, South Africa announced it would send 2,900 troops as part of its contribution to the SADC force deployed in eastern DRC. The deployment, which includes forces from Tanzania and Malawi, is supporting Congo's army to fight armed groups in the country. An attack on a South African contingent's military base in DRC 2 months ago killed 2 soldiers and wounded 3. The discussion between the two leaders is now expected to hinge on the dynamics of operations in the restive part of the DRC. From Uganda, President Ramaphosa will head to South Sudan for a discussion on the resolution of peace in the country. South Africa chairs the African Union High-Level Ad Hoc Committee mandated to support South Sudan in its transitional process. Leon Sanyange reporting from Kampala.
The EU foreign policy chief, Joseph Borrell, says the Sudan conflict has triggered the worst humanitarian crisis in the world and we must put an end to this man-made disaster.
The conference comes after a year of civil war in the country in which more than 15,000 people have been killed and which has caused a major humanitarian crisis. Officials say they hope the conference will raise more than $1 billion for Sudan, with the EU, France, the US and Germany all pledging donations. It hopes to boost the UN's $4 billion target appeal, which ahead of this conference had seen only 5% of its request met. Ross Cullen, Paris.
And finally, the Olympic flame is being lit in Greece today before the start of its journey to France for this year's Games in Paris. The flame will be lit at the birthplace of the ancient Games, Olympia, and carried to several tourist destinations in Greece. It will be handed to the organizers of the Games at the site of the first modern Games in Athens in 1896 next Friday. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.